This is In the News in VOA Special English. Iran is observing the 30th anniversary of the country's Islamic Revolution with a 10-day celebration that began last Saturday. The 1979 revolution forced Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi out of power and made Ayatollah Khomeini the country's leader. The revolution replaced the country's monarchy with an Islamic religious government. Between 2 and 3 million Iranians left the country during and after the revolution. The revolution was meant to end a repressive rule. Yet, pro-democracy reformists say the changes have not brought the freedom and justice for which many had hoped. The anniversary celebration is called 10 Days of Dawn. It comes about 4 months ahead of the nation's presidential elections in June. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is seeking re-election for another 4-year term. Also this week, the country launched its first Iranian-made satellite into space. President Ahmadinejad reportedly called the satellite launch a message of brotherhood and peace to the world. But the satellite launch caused international concern. Western nations are concerned that Iran could use the missile technology to launch a nuclear weapon, which Iran is suspected of building. Iran says its nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. The United States government said it will use all elements of its national power to deal with Iran. On Wednesday, diplomats from 6 major powers met in Germany. They discussed steps to take in dealing with Iran and its nuclear program. The representatives from France, Germany, the United States, China, Russia, and Britain said they would seek a diplomatic solution. They also urged Iran to honor the United Nations demands to stop enriching uranium and open its nuclear program to international inspectors. Also this week, early results were announced from provincial elections held in neighboring Iraq. The results from last Saturday's elections show Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition won a strong victory over Shiite religious parties. Prime Minister Maliki is Shiite, but he has taken action against religious extremist military groups. 14 of Iraq's 18 provinces voted for ruling councils. It was the nation's first election since 2005. United Nations officials were heavily involved in planning the elections, which took place without any major violence. The elections are being seen as a vote on Mr. Maliki's leadership ahead of national parliamentary elections to be held later this year. In Washington, President Obama said the provincial elections were very important. He said they showed that Iraqis are ready to take over more of their own security. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. Get transcripts and MP3s of our programs and watch Special English on TV at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embers.